B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
You won't believe what this soon-to-be ex-husband is asking his soon-to-be ex-wife for in monthly payments. Mm. Just for being married to her for like a nanosecond, I think, in the major scheme of things. But before we get to that, hey, Felicity Huffman has landed her first gig after her prison stint. So there is life after...
Lockup.
Right. Thank you. Life after lockup. That's not the name of
that
it.
That sounds like a TLC show.
Yes, it could.
Is it life after lockup?
Okay.
That's good.
So she's going to be in an ABC sitcom inspired by Susan Savage, the real-life owner of a AAA baseball team called the Sacramento River Cats. Felicity will play Susan. And Zach Gottsagen from the Peanut Butter Falcon will be your son. And he is a young man with Down syndrome. By the way, if you've never seen the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Good? I haven't.
It's the best buddy movie you'll ever see in your life. Right. I swear to God, it's just, it's so great. And I have vested interest in Zach's career because my daughter has Down syndrome. And I always like to see the representation. So I'll watch that, even though, you know, she did a little time. So that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing, too. A lot of people during this pandemic have been watching Little House on the Prairie, a very retro thing. Mm-hmm. But I was just reading about Melissa Gilbert, who starred as Half Pint.
Yeah.
Laura Ingalls Wilder. Oh,
God.
She just, listen to this.
Yeah.
She just has underwent her fourth spinal surgery and said this one was wildly successful. She thanked everyone for it. The actress has a long history of neck and spine issues. Talk about rotten luck. Stemming from breaking her back in 2001. Mm. Then she suffered whiplash and a concussion from a fall while competing on Dancing with the Stars. And then a few months later, the balcony of a house she was renting collapsed on her head.
Mm.
I had no idea Melissa Gilbert was going through all
I thought it was the straw mattress she was sleeping on.
Right, exactly. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But she should have stuck with that. I just couldn't believe that string of bad luck.
Bad luck.
And finally, how much do you think is too much to ask for alimony and child support when you're getting a divorce? We've come to find the answer.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, or soon-to-be, estranged hubby, wants $436,000 a month in spousal and child support.
Oh, come on.
Reasonable.
That's a $500,000 a month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she has primary... By the way, she was just awarded primary custody of her two children. He wanted to have time with the kids in Montana, but a judge agreed that being shuttled back and forth from Los Angeles would be detrimental to them. And the level of conflict between the parents has increased, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that is just...
How the guy's maybe 30-something? Oh, he's ready to retire now?
Yeah, I guess
Off Kelly, who does all the work?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
They've only been married, like,
I knew I didn't like that guy. I knew I didn't like him.
So tell me that.
Well, we met her in New York a couple times. She was a delight.
Yeah, she's...
She's so sweet and very... Just real, not like there's no fake, I'm going to be nice, super real. And she was telling us about her newlywed husband, this guy here. And I kind of, you know me, I'm not afraid to ask it.
No,
you know,
it's very uncomfortable.
Well, now, I mean, that's what an interview you do. And I'm like, what's your husband do? Oh, he's home in Montana. Well, what's he do? Well, you know, he's just taking care of the kids and playing video and, you know, taking care of the kids. And he takes care of me. I'm like, sounds like you're taking care of him, Kelly.
So you didn't like that part.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like the video game part.
But I didn't like that. The gamer, when, you know. Yeah.
You know.
So I am not surprised.
You're not surprised.
She should have asked me.
Look at you.
She should have said, Bob.
What should I do?
Is he the guy for me?
Yeah. And I'll Bob be like, I have a Bobservation. That guy.
I would say, Kelly, do you want the truth or do you want me to make you feel good?
Yeah. That's another Bobism.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites, actually.
Well, there you go.
But
what do you prefer?
One of the few
you
I like.
Wow.
No, it's a good one. Tell me the truth, though.
No, that's right.
Make me feel good.
Lie to me, Bob. I'm going to make you feel good. LB Elf.
All right.
Our little LB Elf. We're going to stick you under the Christmas tree here at 9.
Okay.
You're going to pick one of the presents that the lucky caller number 10 is going to pick, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
I am so ready.
Well, we have Brenda Lee. She's rocking around the Christmas tree next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.